President Xi Jinping has called for embracing the new development concepts and fostering excellence in major projects for the people. The Chinese president made a remark while congratulating on the operation of the Wudongde Hydropower Station. The station is located on the border of Sichuan and Yunnan provinces in southwest China. Senior Chinese lawmakers have met to hear a deliberation report on the draft law being reviewed at the ongoing legislative session. Top legislator Li Zhanshu presided over the meeting, which heard a report on suggested revisions to the draft law on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Based on lawmakers' deliberations, the National People's Congress Constitution and Law Committee has prepared a version of the draft law proposed to be voted on. China's first law on community correction will take effect on July the 1st. Adopted by the country's top legislature, the law aims to advance and standardize community correction work, help the subjects better reintegrate into society, and prevent and reduce crime. The law says community correction targets criminals who are sentenced to public surveillance, give a reprieve, released on parole, or permitted to temporarily serve their sentences outside prison. China began community correction pilot programs in 2003. Chinese table tennis chief Liu Guoliang has been tasked with promoting the sport on a global level, as World Table Tennis named the former Olympic champion as its new head. World Table Tennis was set up in August 2019 with the aim of modernizing its commercial business activities and helping table tennis to compete with the world's highest profile sports. WTT described Liu as an extremely well-respected leader within the world table tennis community with perfect caliber and richest of career achievements. Four militants and five security personnel are dead in a terrorist attack in Karachi. Police say the militants stormed the building of the Pakistan Stock Exchange and attacked the security personnel by hurling hand grenades and firing them. The injured people have been shifted to Civil Hospital Karachi, where two of them are reportedly in critical condition. Police, army, and paramilitary troops have cordoned off the area for clearance operation. No group or individual has claimed the attack yet. Global COVID-19 cases have exceeded 10 million with over a half a million deaths recorded. North America, Latin America, and Europe each account for around 25% of the cases, while Asia and the Middle East have about 11% and 9% respectively. The United States has been hit the hardest with more than 2.5 million cases and at least 125,000 deaths. In the past few days, the daily number of new cases in the country exceeded 40,000. The surge has forced some states to reverse the course on reopening. A new study finds that commonly used cholesterol-lowering statin drugs may help reduce the death rate in COVID-19 patients. The study conducted by researchers at the Renmin Hospital of Wuhan University involved nearly 14,000 patients across Hubei province. The death rate of the statin group was 5.2% compared to 9.4% in a control group. The researchers also found that the use of statin drugs was associated with a decreased incidence of acute respiratory distress syndrome in COVID-19 patients. Pilots and crew members from the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration and Boeing are slated to begin a three-day certification flight test for the 737 MAX today. The crew will carry out the test on the 737 MAX 7 at Boeing Field near Seattle. Their flight plan reportedly includes landings at the Eastern Washington Airport in Moses Lake and a path over the Pacific Ocean coastline.